477.
Joy, real joy,
us come into your heart. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Thank you, dear Lord, for this last full day of the third period. We thank you for the children that are here today, this last full day. And we pray, Lord, that this last full day, you will fill them with all your fullness, that you'll complete the work that you've begun, that you'll seal the blessings that they've received. We pray, Lord, that every boy will go home changed.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we believe that you've been working. We know you have. And we thank you for your working in the boys and girls, Lord. And we pray that this day you'll continue, Lord. It's not over, Lord. You have opportunity this day to still work in these hearts at Pilgrim Camp. And so as they're in their worship times, dear Lord, meet them today. Lord, draw near to them today. Yes. Speak to them today.
Amen.
Lord, I guess in the cottage they must be up to self-control today. Lord, teach these little children self-control.
Yes.
Dear Lord, and teach them all the fruit of the Spirit. And as they go home with the verses memorized in their heads, we pray, Lord, that throughout the coming days, in the coming years, they'll be reminded of the character of Christ. Yeah. And Lord, that these virtues of Christ and the life of Jesus and the life in the Spirit will be lived out in them. Yes. Keep these little hearts, Lord, and work in them mightily. And the same for all the campers. Make Joshuas of those boys. Lord, every one of them, make them Joshuas. Fill them with faith and courage and help them to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, bless the boys today, the counselors. Strengthen them this last day. Dear Lord, help them not to think it's over until it's over. Lord, that you're still working today. Fill them with renewed faith and zeal and ardor in serving you. And Lord, help us. Lord, some of us are half packed already, got one foot out the door. Dear Lord, you're not finished yet. Dear Lord, you're still working in us. Oh Lord, and this is a day before us that we're expecting your working by your Holy Spirit, Lord. And so we give this day to you and pray, Lord, that as we draw near, Lord, you'll draw near to us. You're all the world to us, our life, our joy, our all. And Lord, we want joy. We want real joy. Lord, not like the world gives. We want real joy that lasts, joy that's even in the places of sorrow. That, Lord, you fill our hearts with your joy, and that becomes our strength and how we need the strength that you offer to us. And so fill us, Lord, with great joy. Joy in serving you, joy in believing, joy in trusting you throughout this day. Oh, Lord Jesus, we give our time, our efforts, our strength to you, and we pray that you'll have your way with us. We are dead. You are alive. We are alive in you, our living head. And we pray that now you'll live out your life within us. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing together number 128. I don't even know if I know the verse very well on this, so if you know it, sing loud. I might know it when Brother Paul plays it. But the chorus is all too familiar, and we like that one. 128 in the White Book. Thank you.
sing the love of God to my Father, whose Spirit abides within. Oh, changes all my griefs to gladness, and pardons me all my sin. The clouds of halo and a dreary, yet He has promised to be near. He gives me sunshine for my shadow, and beauty for ashes here. He gives me joy in place of sorrow. Sunshine for my shadow and beauty for ashes here. I sing the love of Christ my Savior, who suffered upon the tree, that in the secret of His presence my
Does anybody think that we might have a scripture verse that this comes from? Anything that you can think of in the Bible that might suggest that maybe the hymn writer thought of it when they wrote this song? That's what came to mind. Is that is Isaiah 61, I think, is where that's found, where we read that the Spirit of the Lord has come to make some changes. And one of them is to give us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, to exchange our ashes for His beauty. He wants to change all that stuff around. You know, when I sing this song, guess who I think of? I think of Esther. He gives me joy in place of sorrow. That's Esther. And we didn't quite get there, but today that's all we're going to get. He fills that whole kingdom with joy. We read a few days ago that everybody in the kingdom, when Haman was running the show, that we read that all 127 provinces, they were, remember the word it said? You don't remember. Go read the book of Esther sometime. They were perplexed. They didn't know what was going on. They were not happy. They were perplexed. Haman and Ahasuerus went to eat and to drink, but the whole city was perplexed. But we'll read in a little while, the whole city's not going to be perplexed very long. Haman's hung. And when Haman is hung, I don't know if it's three or four times you read at the end of that book, the whole city was filled with joy. The whole city was filled with great joy. They were all singing and shouting and rejoicing. Well, that's the exchange that Jesus brings. That's what happens when the glory of God comes in. When the Holy Ghost comes in, He gives me joy in place of sorrow. And thank God that He does. And in the middle of the darkest night, there's a ray of hope and there's a joy that floods our soul. I got an email late last night from Sister Edith. And I think she probably wanted me or would want me to read it to you. And so this is what she writes. You and the camp congregation was such a blessing to us tonight. Perhaps You can imagine what it meant to have a taste of participating in a camp meeting and the time of prayer for me. I've so longed to be in even one of the meetings. After the call, we as a family sang, "My Anchor Holds." And then we spent over an hour praying together. God is able. I'm so homesick for my third period friends. And it was good to be with them, if only for a few minutes. So thank you for your thoughtfulness and my thanks and my love to everyone there. Love, Edith. And so, that's good. I'm glad. I'm waiting for the one that says, "Ernie, I feel the Lord has touched me." They don't seem to find a trace of the disease any longer. I'm waiting for that one. And we are all waiting for that one. And Lord, we pray today for Sister Edith again. You make exchanges, Lord. And you took upon yourself our sickness. And Lord, in exchange for sickness, you give health. We believe that you have health for these bodies. Lord Jesus, that you are for the body. The body is for the Lord. And so we pray again this morning for Sister Edith. Lord, if we could be any encouragement to her, if we could be a blessing to her, if we could sort of intertwine our roots with hers and just encourage her and help her to stand in these days, that's our desire, Lord. But more than that, we would like to pray the prayer of faith that would save the sick, that the Lord would raise Sister Edith up. Dear Lord, and we pray that, Jesus, you'll continue to give us that prayer. Oh, Lord, and inspire and help us to pray that prayer. Lord, we don't want to say prayers. We want to pray prayers in the Holy Ghost. Pray prayers that go through. We have access to your throne of grace. And so we come again this morning. We bring our sister to you. Lord, thank you for those here in this meeting that you've touched in their bodies throughout this week. Lord, for the help that you're giving, the strength that you're giving, the life that's been flowing in bodies as well as in souls and spirits. And Lord, we just pray that you'll continue to make these changes. Oh, dear Lord, and give us beauty, beauty, that inner beauty. Oh, Lord, that we might be filled with radiant glory. Lord, that Jesus might be seen in us. Beauty for our ashes. But Lord, to get the ashes, we've got to be gone, burnt up, dead, no more. So Lord, we pray that you'll continue to make these exchanges. Lord, in every one of us, fill us with joy. Lord, if we're sorrowful this morning, if we've got some woebegone spirit because the bacon was overdone, or the bacon wasn't done enough, or we don't eat bacon, or whatever, Lord. We pray that you'll get us over and help us to look up to you, and the things of earth, may they grow strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. And so thank you, dear Lord. We pray that every one of us today will come into the glory of the Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that last.
I sing the beauty of the gospel that scatters the Lord's petal flowers, that gives me sparrows of beams wherever lonely hours. The garment of his grace it offers for heaviness of spirit. Hallelujah, yes, Lord, amen. day, where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on hand, its table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Yes, Lord, lift us, O Lord, and plant us, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, yea, Lord, amen, Lord, amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Instead of darkness, we sort of have to talk about faith instead of doubt.
Hallelujah.
The whole gospel is one of positive thinking, but not in that sense. It's just a positive gospel, and I'm so thankful for that.
Hallelujah.
I remember a time when the joy was not in me. I had wandered from the Lord, and I had all the toys that this world could offer. But I was not happy. I was miserable. But oh, the joy that Jesus brings.
Hallelujah.
When we come to Him and we fully bear our souls and give Him everything, He comes to us and fills us with Himself.
Glory.
And He is joy. He is peace.
Yes,
He is all those things that we read about in the Bible, those things that give us hope and joy. And I'm so thankful for that this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Joy floods my soul, for Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin and all that enslaved me. His precious blood He gave to redeem. Now I belong to Him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so we're filled with joy down here right now today and all through the years of our time here on earth. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And then the songwriter says when we get to heaven and we find our mansion up there and we're told by Peter that's where you live forever, you'll find me shouting glory just outside my mansion door. Oh, thank God. We can live on the hallelujah side. Dear Lord, help us. Maybe we could sing that song. It's in our hymn book. The hallelujah side. Glory be to Jesus. Let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. It's number
469.
Thank you. 469. Shall we stand as we sing?
Once a sinner far from Jesus, I was perishing with cold. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. And he threw his robe around me and he led me to his home. And I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far.
A good place to live.
Amen.
And if you're on Grumpy Corner and Melancholy Street this morning, come over to the Hallelujah side. There's a better place to live and to dwell. And every one of us that knows Jesus Christ, every one of us that belongs to Him, we should sing our praise to Him. Why? Because He saved us? Because He's living in us? I mean, more so to the, why not? Why not? And here in the next verse, I often wondered about this. There's an oxymoron there. I like that word. I don't know what it means, but I like to say it every now and then. You know what an oxymoron is?
Conflicting thought.
Can anybody look at that fourth verse and find an oxymoron? Not an ox or a moron, but an oxymoron. A conflicting thought. It just doesn't seem to add up. It doesn't make sense.
Gloomy Christians.
Gloomy Christians. What's a gloomy Christian? Hey, brother, you hear what Brother Bob said? He don't know, but he don't want to be one. Gloomy Christians. Maybe there are no such things, but maybe there are the ones that still are afflicted with a little bit of Haman still influencing the soul. When Haman gets out, there's no more gloomy Christian. Don't be a gloomy Christian here this morning. Be a hallelujah side Christian. Come on over to the good side. where the sun is always shining and the sky is always bright. Oh, that's no place for gloomy Christians to abide. And so if you're there, open up towards heaven. Open up towards heaven. All the windows of your soul. You got some clothes, open them up. You've got to open it up. Open up all the windows of your soul towards heaven this morning. And let the hallelujahs roll. Help, Lord Jesus, every one of us to sing your praises far and wide. As we open up our souls to the King of Glory, he comes in. And I just encourage every one of you, every staff member, every guest, every one of us, that we just would open up our souls to the King of Glory, to the glory of God, to the presence of God, and just worship him in the beauty of holiness. Now, that might mean very quiet. You could worship the Lord and praise the Lord very quietly. It might mean that you need to open your mouth wide and just praise the Lord from the bottom of your heart, right through your mouth and out to praising our God. Whatever forms or shapes it takes, I don't really care. The most important thing is that we worship him and we glorify him and we bring to him the praise and the honor that is due unto his name. And so as we take our seats, let's sing about gloomy Christians and pray that we're not one, and then open up our windows to the Lord Jesus Christ. Here the sun is always shining, here the sky is always bright. 'Tis no place for gloomy Christians to abide. For my soul is filled with music and my heart with great delight. And I'm living on the hallelujah side.
sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Yes, Lord. Oh, heaven, come down. Oh, heaven, come down. Fill every soul.
In the white book.
Yes.
84, the white book.
Praise your holy name, praise your hope up in the highest, all his angels praise. praises give Jehovah. For his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, far above the earth and sky. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.